It's music time in Africa. Hello, friends. This is Susan Moran, welcoming you again to Music Time in Africa, a program of popular and traditional African music, featuring some of Africa's finest musicians and cultural groups of yesterday, today, and tomorrow. For today's program, I've selected some recordings from our Voice of America music library, and from time to time, we'll call on our Voice of America music man, Leo Sarkisian, to share with us some of the fine recordings from his own personal collection. It's Music Time in Africa. The role of music in our human culture has a great many uses and functions. In fact, we can hardly do without it in the various activities that we carry out in our societies. It's a universal human behavior, and without it, how dull life would be. In Africa, music reaches into almost every aspect of life, and this is true in many other countries as well. In the United States, for example, there are love songs, war songs, sports songs, funeral songs, and working songs. Music is used to stimulate activity in work and play, as background for a romantic candlelight dinner. American housewives have music on the radio to lighten their daily chores around the home, and when they take their daily setting up exercises to preserve their figures, and so forth. In Africa, the uses of music are a good deal more detailed. An example of how music is integrated with daily life are the songs of the Tutsi in Rwanda. They even have songs for boasting purposes, for war and greetings. Songs sung when young married women meet together, children's songs, songs to flatter the girls, and a good many more. These include boasting songs called Ibiri Rimba, in which two men will sing in competition with each other. They may vie with one another in praising one cow, or in singing the merits of one cow against the other. Some songs are sung in praise of cows, and others indicate the importance of having cows. There are songs for taking the cattle home in the evening, for the herder when he is getting ready to take the cattle home, when he is drawing water for the cattle, when he is relaxing with other herders after the animals are all safely settled for the night. Praises for the royal cattle Inyambo are sung. Children sing special cow songs, and other songs are sung when cattle are being shown to visitors. Special flute songs circumvent cattle thieves at night, and other songs recount historical events in which cattle have played a part. This impressive list of songs on just one subject could be extended dramatically if we enumerated for you all the songs about marriage, for instance, and songs of religious significance. In this first recording today, we have a medley of two cattle songs. The first is a praise song about the great Tutsi chiefs who possess large herds of cattle. Accompanying himself on the 8-string Inanga zither, our minstrel reminds himself that it is hard to keep cattle in good condition without proper pasture. The second part is a wistful song in which the singer, playing a musical bow, mentions the things he wants from life, principally, of course, a good cow. If you want a really good cow, he says, you must ask a chief for one.
Dimiringa sama yamu ho
That was a song about cattle sung by the Tutsi of Rwanda. But of course, at the end of a hard day's work, when people get together for recreation, they often sing songs of praise and songs of love and just random songs for fun. Our next recording of Tutsi music is a medley of two folk songs, a praise song in honor of a paramount chief and a plaintive love song that goes something like this. Why do I love you when you do not respond? I've written letters and you do not answer. I have sent you messengers and you turn them away. I bow to you when we meet and you hide your face. You do not notice me.
Good. rata se kae ho ra fura we urata se kae ho ra re kongo mo tare panya ro ko ro fura we Turata se na ho bito furawe Urata se na ho bito are kweye mazo Turata koma ho furawe Ewe kana karenge mo gihise hiramaye ewe hirama urabwire moshana wandize ewe hirama ye hirama kandi hiramanya usa hirama kandi hirama mama hirama tigituma gutuma ho numusubize hirama yewe hirama ngaho sinzi gihindiye mo gihise hirama kandi hirama Nyabusa hirama hirama ngone nkubita imazo rya yahamije hirama kandi hirama yewe hirama kugasoro namutenda ho yiciye ho hirama yewe hirama kumukingo hari yako yiciye ho hirama yewe hirama kandi hirama nyabusa hirama mama hirama mama hirama kandi hirama shenge Yewe hirama nyabusa hirama kumukingo hari yako yiciye ho hirama kandi hirama mama hirama shenge hirama nyabusa hirama 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 rusatira hari yako yiciye ho hirama kandi hirama nyabusa hirama kugasoro namutende ko yiciye ho hirama yewe hirama kumukingo hari yako
That was Danga Boganese Leonard and a group of Tusi singers with a praise song for their chief, followed by a love song. When young married women of the Tusi tribe gather for social recreation, and it's strictly a female party, their favorite pastime is again singing. And usually the songs are about weddings and such things. Here, a group of young women, led by Mihimbari, sing this evening's song. You must do your best to look neat and tidy, though you may not be beautiful. Don't be afraid of a leopard you see by day. It's a kind leopard, not like the ones you see at night. You must try to be as beautiful as the leopard, without scratching.
Bino bisara byamayaga kari nibyo byuhirirwa ingoma kari naze nkuko zikarumanga kari nyiragashira manga hinda kari nagashize kaze hinda kari ruterwe inyange hinda kari nirutagora mahinda kari giye kugora mahinda kari maniragorora hinda kari inkweto zinyoye hinda kari bombi tarasize hinda Tarinda wowe tarinda Ndiho ngiye gucika inda Ururu dodowe ururu dodi myenda inda Ururu shitawe ururu shiti ngamba inda Tarinda wowe tarinda Kirabishara byamayanda Ibyo byuhirirwa ingoma Nazi nkuko zikarumanga Tarinda wowe tarinda Tarinda wowe tarinda Iragashira manga inda tari nagashize kaza inda tari irarutirwa inyange inda tari nganirutagora mahinda tari yagiye kugora mahinda tari imanira gorora inda tari inkweto zinyoye inda tari
Mama wihorere
iyo wigira
Horanyo amatengerane
iyo wigira
Umugore wa rwontabona
iyo wigira
Wigira ingo wigira ingo
iyo wigira
Wigira ingo y'umwezi
iyo wigira
Iyo umwijima uraryana
iyo wigira
Mama wihorere
iyo wigira
Horanyo amatengerane
iyo wigira
Umugore wa rwontabona
iyo wigira
Mama wihorere
iyo wigira
Mama wihorere
iyo wigira
Shirubute nakubona
iyo wigira
N'umwanzi n'ubujoro
iyo wigira
Mama, we were Nirajara, he gives him way. What a whole world of God. Homes, he gives him way. What a whole world of God. Mama, we were Mama, we were
Tusi Wedding Music of Rwanda by Mihimbari and a group of her young married friends. In the neighboring country of Uganda, the functions and uses of music are many and richly varied. Morality, patriotism, and historical events are popular subjects for minstrels and music groups. In this recording by the Gonda people of Kasangati near Kampala, we hear a song about a man called Idi Mambo, who went about doing some very odd things. One of his little eccentricities took place when he climbed up a tree and stayed there for 4 days, to the amazement of the people who came from near and far to see him.
Ah, yasura dera basuka bagiti bokemodo kanezi kwaka mipiro lokumuraba nena baba yidi ba mazungu bona baba funa magitango kubizaro nena baba ndibi bana batunde baliyoka basegera obuziko kubizaro nayo msaje idi mambo kare ya menya kati dunia neralira mena ba mira bachara murabe namba munano msaje kuyaragura atanala bachira bakara remete kumutena kawanga malaika
Another favorite use of music is the giving of advice. In this next song, a group of Soga women of Iganga in Uganda encourage women to join social clubs. Everyone, they sing, should join a club, because by coming together, they will be able to help each other and be happy. Dancing and entertainment, of course, is the most popular use of music in most countries. In this final recording on our program today, a group of Toro men of Port Portal in Uganda sing a Mataguru dance song. The Mataguru is a dance frequently performed at evening parties. And in this song, the men sing, "The bird has seen its friend, and that is why it is happy." This means that the host at the party is happy to be surrounded by his friends. Well, friends, our time has run out, but I hope you've enjoyed listening to Music Time in Africa. Now, this is Susan Moran saying goodbye and inviting you to join me next time for more traditional and popular African music on Music Time in Africa.
Now, this listening reminder from the Voice of America's Africa service. Be sure to tune in African Panorama weekdays over most of these same frequencies for the latest world and African news. You'll also hear in-depth reports on African news developments direct from our correspondents on that continent, as well as from those around the world. You can hear African Panorama twice daily at 16 and 19 hours Greenwich Mean Time on frequencies in the 11, 13, 16, 19, 25, 41, or 49 meter bands shortwave. Now, until next time, this is Bill Castle in Washington saying so long for Music Time in Africa.